I think Baruch Moshe, in the future, no sponsor, no test. But tell me on Thursday already, that way I don't have to write it. Okay. We are on Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, about, I'll count to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the end of the narrow lines, up. 10 lines up from the end of the narrow lines. Tana Rabbanon. We are now moving from Kibbutz Av to Kibbutz Rav. Till now we just had two blocks on Kibbutz Av, and now we're moving to Kibbutz Rav. Tana Rabbanon may save a tukum. A person should get over for an older for an elderly person. Get up. Yachol afilu zakin ashmoi. I would think even the zakin ashmoi. Now we have an interesting Rashi here. It's a machloikus how to learn it, but we will learn it like the Pnei Yeshua, I believe, learns it. Zakrashi, Yachol Pnei Zakin kol seva b'mashma. No, that's not it. Back up, all the way back up. Zakin ashmoi. Asham, he is guilty of being either a Rasha, the Amaretz. There's a Shaila how to read Rashi. Does he mean a Rasha and an Amaretz? Or does he mean a Rasha or an Amaretz? Now, the reason there's a Shaila how to read Rashi is because there's a Mandyaman that later says, let's just go on. There's a Machlokes how to read Rashi. Some say it means either a Rasha or an Amaretz, and some say a Rasha and an Amaretz. Now the question is, what's the Havamina that a person should be Mechaber a Rasha?
What's
the Taisha Ashmoy? Ashmoy can be empty, Ashmoy can be sinner, it can be Shmama, which means desolate.
That's definitely
true. Yeah, we're not talking about Gaim and Daphnam and Gimel. We're not talking about Gaim now, we're Jews now. The question is, what's the Havamina? Why would I think a person is Mechaber a Rasha? You're not supposed to be Mechaber Rasha. Right. So the Peshua learns that the Havamina to be Mechaber Rasha is because later on the Gemara will say that certain Amaroyim were Mechaber Goyim. Older Goyim, because they lived through life. They saw many wonders of Hashem through life. And therefore he was Mechaber. And we'll see that when we get to the Gemara later on about Goyim. So there would be a Havamina that a Yid that's a Rasha is no different than a Goy, as far as that is concerned. The answer is no. You don't mechabed Hashem, which if we learn that way, it means both a Rasha and Amaretz. He's a Rasha, you're not mechabed. Zakta Gemara Vayter. V'ein zakin elochach tamlem zakin. Now the Pasuk says, they save the tukum, but darta pnei zakin. The Tanakhama is learning that zakin describes which seva also. Because if not, what is Zakein? Why? How are you learning from the end of the Pasuk to the beginning of the Pasuk? Pasuk says, may save a tokum, but die to pnei Zakein. But he's learned from the end of the word Zakein that Zakein means Chacham, the ain Zakein el Chacham shenemar, Isvuli Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. And the Zikne Yisrael meant Chachamim. They didn't take old people, they took old people that were Chachamim. And therefore it means Chacham. It's a definition. The Gemara is going to want to know exactly how he differs from the Tanakhama, because he seems to be saying the same thing. A Zakin is somebody that acquires Chachma. But instead of learning it out from Zikni Yisrael, he says Zakin is an acronym. Zakin is Zeshekana. That's how Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. But it's the same thing, and the Gemara is going to say, so what's the difference between the two? Lamaisa, we'll see in the Gemara. Shenema Hashem Kanoni. Reish is darkai. Zeshekana, how do you know what he's kaina? Kaina what? Maybe means kaina cars, or tables, or chairs. What's kana? So the answer is, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem kanoni is going on Tyra, Reish is darkai. Hashem is at the beginning, whatever the beginning means, we don't get involved in that. Hashem created me, acquired me, so to speak. So therefore, kaina means created, acquired. So therefore, the what is kaina? Kaina is chachma. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, all the way back up. Mizikne Yisrael, Gomar Zaka Mizikne, Ma'al Halin Gedolim B'Chachamim. They were big people and very bright. Chachamim means Tamid Chachamim. The Chsev, Ashi Adata came Zikne Yom B'Shaitrav, Ain't zaken as the shekana chachma, but lashon nutrikin. It's a lashon of abbreviation. Dibrakasav. Lekami parachainu tanakam. The Gemara will say it's a repeat. Zok the Gemara writer. Now we're going to get involved in exactly what he does or doesn't do. And again, every detail of this brisa, I believe, will be discussed in the Gemara. So we're going to do it and then discuss it. Frek the Gemara yachu yahadrenu b'mammon. I'm sorry, I skipped. Yachu yamad mipanav mivakam rochak. Maybe you have to get up from him when he's distant away, when he's far away. Talmud loymer tukum v'hadarta le'marti kivayla b'makam she'ashidur. The getting up has to be a show of respect, which the Gemara says is within four amos. Because if you get up from him when he's at the other end, it doesn't seem that you're getting up for him necessarily. And therefore, it's not a kima shiyesh bahidur. Hidur means something that's recognizable that you're respecting him. Rashi, so to Rashi, elu b'makim shesh lahidur b'amidasai, dahainu toich da'al amos, the mukhcha melsa shemipanav huwaymed. It shows us that he's getting up in front of that chacham. Yachu yahadrenu b'mammon. I would think it means giving him money. You have to honor him by giving him money. Talmud Leimar, talking about darta, ma kima she'em b'chasaren kes. The Torah juxtaposes, neseva takum v'hadarta, to tell me that they share a commonality. Getting up for a person doesn't cost money. So the same thing, hidur is a requirement that is not supposed to cost money. It's a free requirement of respect, not giving him money. No chiyuv to respect him by giving him money. You respect him by respecting him, by doing acts of respect. Rashi, yachu yadrenu b'mammon, yachu yehidur zehidur mammon l'chabda b'mammon. The answer is, again, the Gemara will explain this in the Braisa later on, exactly what this means. Bye to the Gemara.
Rabbi, why can't it mean just visiting him on the Chag, as opposed to standing up?
Well, the standing up comes from Tukum. Says Tukum, get up. But we're saying that the Tukum and Adarta have similarities or commonalities. Tukum tells me you have to get up, but Adarta limits getting up to when it is a Hidur. And Tukum limits the Vardarta to when it's not costing money.
Okay.
Am I answering your question?
Yeah, I misunderstood. Thank you.
Nothing to do with other people.
So what's
Hidur? Showing respect. It's for you.
Okay.
It's not for him. I mean, you're showing respect to him, but not to inflate his ego. You're showing respect for him because that's you're showing what's chashiv in your eyes. It impacts you.
So if he will never see, and nobody else is in the room,
you have a chiyuv anyway.
Okay.
A chiyuv anyway. You think that the guy standing in the back of the yeshiva and the yeshiva walks in and he gets up, you think the yeshiva looks, the yeshiva is looking and see, he's getting up for me, it makes me feel good? I would hope that the yeshiva is beyond that. Now you would know that the receiver is beyond that. It's for the guy.
Last week we said,
if you get up for if some basketball player came in and people would get up to run to get his signature, right? That's Hidur. Unfortunately, to the wrong thing. That's Hidur.
Last week we said Hidur was that Hifo.
Now again, that was when he was Michael on his cupboard. You show a little bit of Hidur. But that's not the full Hidur.
That's a minimal Hidur.
It's still a Hidur,
yeah.
But at the same time, it's not what the Torah said, Tukum. I spoke out to Miskarov. He can be Meich on the Tukum, but he can't be Meich on the Hidur. Right. Zok to Gemara right. Yochu Yamed Meponav Beis HaKisim Beis HaMerchot. What if it's a place where it's not meant for honor? You had a communal bathroom or a bathhouse. He walks in. Should you jump up? There's no hidur in a bath. There's certain places that are not given to show that respect. It's not a place of where you give respect to people. in the sense that it's a place that's, I don't know what the word I want to use. Not, I don't know, but I can't think of an English word. No Rashi. Yochu Yatzim Bein of Kamishal Ero. The Gemara is going to question this. Maybe you should close your eyes. You don't see the Chacham, so you don't have to get up. Talmud Leimar. V'yaretokum v'yareisim elekecha. Since they say v'tokum v'dartim nezokin, v'yareisim elekecha. You know, Davram Basr Lalev. Your British Lalev knows whether you closed your eyes to avoid getting up, or you close, but don't try to, you can fool me and you can fool yourself, but you can't fool the Rebbeinu Shleilim. Davar HaMasr Leiv, Shenemer V'yereisim Melekech. Rashi, Davar HaYachu Yatsim Ein of Kamish Leiro, the common part of Chatzim Rishiyos, you know what he said, Russia, doesn't want to do a mitzvah. Davar HaMasr Leiv, Meliba Shel Oysa HaDavar, Rashi says, the person who does it, Yedeya Imroam Leiro, Elav, Imroo Elav. You can fool people who should execute. If she did the Kapskos, they'll be done in the Kapskos. But you ain't really right. The Kapskos is a race of the Kapskos. She called all Makshavas Galuyas Loy. All Makshavas are revealed to him. Be a day of the Kha, she'll list her, the Rabbi Shalom knows, she'll list her Levata Mitzvahs in his Kavanta. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Reimer. Minayin Lezakin Shalei Atriach. How do I know that a Zakin shouldn't bother people? He should try to avoid entering a position where people have to stand up for him. Talmud Leimer Zaken v'yareisa. The Darta Pnei Zaken v'yareisa. The juxtaposition of the word Zaken to v'yareisa tells me that the Zaken should also have Yira, meaning also show that he doesn't want to be treated in a way of Hidur. Zok the Shach, that this is only true when they sat on the ground. When they sat on the ground, it was difficult to get up. When I was younger, I would have said, well, it is, but now I can tell you it is. So when they sat on the ground, it was difficult. So we told the Chacham, try not to get people to have to stand up for you. But Bezman said, if people sit on chairs, it's not difficult. The Shach holds the Chacham does not have an obligation to try to avoid people to standing up for him. It's not so hard. That's what the Shach says. Others argue in the Shach, the Beki Yosef Chida, and he says even today, a Chacham should try to avoid that they should stand up for him. Rashi?
Why?
What? Not to bother people. So again, if you're a Rebbe and you have to teach your Talmidim, that's one thing. If you're Stam, somebody walking in, it's not your job to teach your Talmidim. If you can avoid it, that's, again, the Shach says it's not, I want to make it clear, that the Shach says it's not Negei anymore. It's not the same Tircha as it used to be when they sat on the floor. It's much harder than when you sit on the floor to get up than when you sit on a chair to get up. What, I'm sorry? V'yareisa. It's the juxtaposition of the word Zaken to the next V'yareisa V'lekecha. That the Zaken should also show some kind of fear of Hashem by trying to avoid having to bother people. Again, now I'm going to point this out, and this is my own understanding. The Zaken is not avoiding it because he doesn't want the honor. He doesn't want the honor anyway. He's a Zaken, not interested in the honor. The Zaken is doing it because he doesn't even matriach people. I disagree with that. Everyone wants appreciation. Not everyone wants honor. Oh, let me reword it. Even if you were true, which I disagree with, the honor they want is not that people should get up for them. They're picked. Let me just say this. At a certain point, it's meaningless to them. Meaningless. The Yeshiva who walks in 1,000 times a year, by time 995, really doesn't care. He'd be out of that. However, Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky used to say, not everyone is right of Achar Kavod, but everyone wants to be appreciated. That's what Rabbi Yankel said. It's different to need appreciation and Kavod.
The gross says in between you and Dr. Harris, which is said that the last of the desires to go is going to get
that's older. True. Again, I'm not arguing in that.
It does go.
It does not argue what I said.
Right. No, I see.
The Gra says, and they all say it even before the Gra, that Kavod is the least Gashmi is the desire. So as the body's desires, unfortunately, wither away with age, the ruchnia's desire, which covet is, it's a more spiritual, more, I don't know what word I want to use, not physical, gets stronger. When a person's younger, he's more interested in taiva than he is in covet. When he gets older, it's past taiva. That's gone, because his body doesn't function anymore to give him his taiva. He can't eat chocolate cake when he's an older person and the doctor screams at him every time. Right? It just doesn't happen. After a while, you just lose your ability to fulfill taiva, and therefore you lose your taiva to a certain extent. But covet gets stronger as you get older. Older people want more covet. They expect more covet. Again, that's true, but I'm talking about the person that's worked on himself, that is beyond that person. He's past needing his coven, but he still wants to be appreciated. But I don't think it makes a difference to the Rashiv if you get up, if you don't get up for him at this point in his career. I mean, he's way past that.
It's more insubstantial.
Right.
Although, personally, I'm planning on standing at the threshold of the door and stepping in and out of the room. Or
yeah, and you'll see how many people get up for you right there. It'd be a very learning experience.
But
when you're ignored.
Yes. It's for Hashem's covenant.
Again, his job, according to the Shach, in those days, they sat on the floor, is not to be matriarch people.
How can he override Hashem?
He's not overriding Hashem. The same Torah told him not to be matriarch people. It's the same words in the Torah. He's not going against the Torah. He's learning the Torah. I was Makabel from a Rav when I grew up, so one half I know is true. The other half I heard from him. You know, everybody knows this part, that Rav Kivager, when he got letters, used to fold over the heading where they just gave him the titles. He didn't want to read it. He refused to read it. He wasn't interested in what people had to say about him, so he folded it over. They say over from the Yaivet, that part is the Yidua. The part that I heard from my Rav when I grew up is that the Yaivet used to read it. Harab, Agon, Agon. So somebody asked him why he does that. He says when his Yitzhara comes to him and wants to do an Avera, he says, listen, this place, he just called me Agon, Agon, like this. I'm going to do the Avera. I'm going to lose all those titles. You can't do that to me. Yes.
When I was a kid, I took instructions from a sergeant in the Marine Band. He'd been in the Marine Band for more than 30 years. I asked him, how could he salute some kid fresh out of school, a second lieutenant? He said, I'm not saluting him, I'm saluting the bar on the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's analogous or not.
It's very analogous.
It's a good story.
But Zakti Gemara Vayti Isi Ben Yehuda Ayim Ibn Seva Tukim Apel Kol Seva B'Mashma. Any older person. So according to Rashi, it would even mean a Rasha. That's what bothers Tysus. That nobody would say you get up for a Rasha. Therefore he learns that the Tanakhama meant even an Amoret, and Isi Ben Yehuda is saying, no Amoret, and Isi Ben Yehuda is saying, yes Amoret. But nobody meant Rasha. But Rashi said that the Tanakhama was at a Havamin, it means a Rasha. Isi Ben Yehuda comes back and says, Kol Seva includes even a Rasha. That's what it seems to be according to Rashi. Rashi says that. The Rashi, Shloi Atriach, Yakul Leilich Derech Acher Shloi Yamar Asat Tzibur. If he can go a different way, then he shouldn't make the Tzibur get up. Zakim Yereza, Lachasamu Yereza, Lezakim Lemeshav, Azakim Yiru, the Zakim should also have fear. Kol Seva V'mashma, Afilu Zakim Ashmoi, even a Zaken Ashmoi, which Rashi translated as Rasha Vamaris. Tysus argues because he doesn't think anybody would say to get up for a Rasha.
What is he thinking called? From the word just plain Seva?
What? He's saying Seva means an elderly person. Again, I think we're in midstream, so I think we should give the Gemara a chance to explain itself, and after we finish, then we can have your question. It's a valid question, but it's your way. Dr. Gemara Viter. Rabbi Yitzhak Lili Hainu Tanakama. Both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yitzhak Lili seem to say that only elder people that are Tamidah Chacham you get up from, not anybody else. What is the argument? Sakta Gemara Iki Benayu Yanik V'Chachim. The machloikus is, how about a young Talmud Chacham? Tanakam asava yanik v'chakim. Why? If Yisak really suffer, I feel a yanik v'chakim. If Yisak really holds, even a young Talmud Chacham, Rashi. Tanakam asava yanik v'chakim loy. Vachi kama Tanakam. Ein zaken, el zaken shu chacham. A zaken is both in age and in wisdom. Shenamar, Isuli shivim ish misikne Yisrael. They were elderly, and they were chachamim. How do I know they were elderly? They were elderly. These are people that were known. Young people are not known. These are skeinim. And he turns it away from the pasuk shot of zikna mamish. He says zikna doesn't mean age. Now, still hasn't gotten us places, because we still have to know what they seva taka means. What is seva? What is zaken? According to Tanakama, zaken is an old Talmud Chacham, and what is seva? Also an old Talmud Chacham. So he said the same thing. So the Gemara is going to deal with that. We haven't gotten there yet. But again, at least we're beginning to see the path. Tanakama seems to insist on a certain age. And Rabbi Yitzchak Lili is saying, any chacham, even a younger chacham.
If you have a question on this, it was just time, no? The can't, zaken is someone old.
They say not. He's saying zaken means zashakana. He's arguing with you. He's saying zaken here does not mean the translation of a regular zaken, but it's the way of Torah writing zashakana. But that's not a question. Frech to Gemara. My time at Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. Why did Rabbi Yitzchak Lili take Zaken out of its regular translation? Now, I want to explain. Tosfos says the Kasha. Rabbi Yitzchak Lili holds, you're not Mechaber in Zaken Amaretz. If you learn like Tosfos, that Ashmoi means Amaretz. So you're not Mechaber in Amaretz, you're only Mechaber in Zaken Tamachachem. So, what is the difference between an old person Tamachachem and a young person Tamachachem? None. So what does Neseva mean? Seva means elderly. But if you learn that Zaken is telling me any Talmud Chacham, young, so Seva is telling me what? Can't mean a non-Talmud Chacham, because according to Maitaisis Lawrence and maybe Rashi, you're not Mechuyim to Melchabed a Zaken Amaretz. So who is this Zaken? So Taisis says, Futurutzim, the one we'll operate with is that a young Talmud Chacham has to be in a higher level Talmud Chacham than an older Talmud Chacham. That the Zaken Zeshakana Chachma that you're Mechabed when he's young is not Stam a regular Talmud Chacham, but somebody Tosfos calls him Muflig B'Chachma, like known to be very big Talmud Chacham. An older Talmud Chacham is even if he's not on that level. You know, the truth is, I should not have mentioned this Tosfos until we do a few more lines in Gemara, and that will answer the question that Dr. Harris is probably going to ask. Frank the Gemara, but my time in Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. Amalach, Yisal Gadai Tach of the Kamer Tanakama. If you're going to say like the Tanakama, that is only older Talmud Chachamim, Imke, Nichtav Rechmat, may save a Zokin Tachum Vadartam. Let the Torah write, for an older person that's a Talmud Chacham, get up. That's what the Tanakama holds. He doesn't hold you get up for young Talmud Chachamim. So why is the Torah saying two things? Seva Zaken. Zaken means old Talmud Chacham, and what does Seva mean? Non-Talmud Chacham? Tanakama holds you don't get up for non-Talmud Chacham. So what does that mean? If the Tanakama is right, that it doesn't mean a young Talmud Chacham, why are you writing two things? May Seva Tachum, Vadartam Nei Zaken. May Seva Zaken Tachum, Vadartam. End of story. Must be, Seva is one thing, and Zaken is another. Seva is the older person, and Zaken is the young Talmud Chacham. So Nei Seva Tachum says, get up for an elderly person. Vadartam Nei Zaken says, get up for a young Talmud Chacham. Which elderly person are you getting up for? That's Tosfos' discussion. Can't be an Amaretz, because only Yisrael Yehuda says everybody. So, obviously not an Amaretz. So he's a Talmud Chacham. If it's a Talmud Chacham, he doesn't have to be old. So who is this Seva? So that Tosfos answers that the bar of Seva needs a lesser Madrega Talmud Chacham than the bar of Zaken. The young Talmud Chacham has to be more than a regular. He has to be above. the regular Talmud Chacham, when he's older, this is Tysus's Pshat, one of Tysus's Pshatim in the Gemara. Yes, Rabbi Weimer.
How do we make degrees in terms of what the Talmud Chacham is today?
I don't know. It's a big shy. I don't know. Honestly, I'm not passing on local Lamaisa.
Because there are no, like, no, no. PhDs
or... No, there are no PhDs.
You know what I'm saying? Is that graded as the same way?
Kabalti, I was Makabal, I can't even say my rabbi said, because I'm not sure if I heard it from my rabbi, but I heard it from others, that Klal Yisrael decides that. The Das HaKol decides who makes the God Ladar. Who decided that Rabbi Gershon Edelstein or Chaim Kinyevsky is the God? Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael decides. The masses, led by their gezeilim, decide who is the one to look up to. It's the way the fact is. Now, you want to argue with that? Maybe you can, maybe you can't. It's not interesting.
Did you read it?
No, I didn't.
So the answer to him, how did he become the premier postake of America? He says, answer my phone and answer questions, and more people answer, and that's what happened.
Again.
So that's not because of masses, it's because of the Talmidei Chachamim who said, this is the person.
Again, so what happened is...
When Rav Gruber told me, watch for the Vlad Yosef, he's a rising star. So he knew.
It's those kind of people that decide who to exile them. You answered your own question.
I know. I want to hear from what you
listen. Again,
you said masses. That's not true.
What?
You said masses are led by the
Talmud. Well, the masses are led by those kind of people. The reason everybody called Ramesha was because Rabbanim said, call Ramesha. So everybody started calling Ramesha. You didn't have to be a Rav to call Ramesha. Anybody can call Ramesha. So what happened is, the people who put Ramesha in that position are the people that knew and persuade and taught the Ilam that this is the one to look up.
Okay.
Dr. Gavarbite.
Good question. Shulah Zakna Shmai, where you said before that the Mafokas, Rashi said even a Russia.
Right.
Zaki in Russia.
Right.
And Tosa said even.
Only Amarits. He says Rashi, not Machabit, according to anybody. Correct.
So you would have called those that stand up for a Russia Amarits.
According to Isi Ben Yehuda. Tanakama and Rabbi Yitzchak Lila said no. Zokti Kamar Vaiter. Mai Shnada Bakina Rachmana. Lemei Med the High Love High, the High Love High. This is not him, this is not him. Shmami Na, Avila Yanag Lachakim. That means, obviously, they say the Tzokka means an older, if you die to face up, it means a younger. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Lila learns. And again, as Tysus points out, the younger would have to be a muflig b'chokma. That's Tysus' line. Rashi. So Rashi. Rabbi Yitzchak Lila, the Mishana Lelikrom in Mashmoy, Zikna Mamish, V'darish Leizeh Shekon HaKokma. He takes it out of the regular meaning. Sov Rafili Yadig V'chokim. Esau G'day Tukhtarom Tanakama T'chadu. It's the same one that I may grow up. That the Pasuk is talking about Seva V'chokim. Nikdom, they Seva T'zokim T'okim V'darita. Benigma G'zerish Shava, that it means only a Tam HaKokim. From Zikne, Mai Shno the Paginu, why did the Torah split it? Shmami no Tarti Milininu. There's two separate things, Seva and Zokin. V'lachi Gavet, they Seva talking about Darta, talking about Darta, but they Zokin. This is one of the words that you can put the comma in one or two places. They Seva talking about Darta, give the Seva get up and Hidur, and go back, talking about Darta, but they Zokin. The Torah wrote the two verbs together. If the Torah were following a style, it would have said either get up neseva and be mahadir pnei zaken, or it would have said neseva takun zaken vadarta. Didn't do that. It took takun vadarta and moved it in the middle of the two nouns. Seva is one noun, zaken is the other noun, and the two verbs of takun vadarta is the middle. To tell me, read the two verbs with the beginning and read the two verbs with the end. That's how Rabbi Yitzchak Lili dashes it. Nei seva talking vadarta pnei zaken. That's why the Torah inserted the two verbs in the middle without splitting them up. V'nigmig d'masha the beginu shmami no tarti v'arik. Nei zaken shakon ha-chokma, fili yanik. U'midikabin ha-chokma, amina nami seva, lab zaken ha-shmoy, kamar. Doesn't mean in Amoritz. You can't say he means even in Amoritz or Russia, that he would be the same as Issi ben Yehuda. Now Rashi does not address, so what is the difference between Seiva and Zaken? So that's what Taisa says in one of his Tzurutzim, that the Zaken, the young Talmud Chacham, would have to be at a higher bar, higher level. Zokta Gemara Vaita, B'Tanakama. So the Tanakama has the question, why didn't the Torah say Bnei Seiva Tokum Badarta? Wouldn't that be the way to say, if it's one, which is what the Tanakhama holds, you don't get up for a young Talmud Chacham, only for an older Talmud Chacham. By the way, in Halacha, Seva is 70. The Arizal says, Al Pi Kabbalah, that it's 60. But the in Halacha, it's brought at 70. So when we talk about Seva, it's 70 based on the Mishnah and others that says, Ben Shivim Lezikna, I think it says. So that's a Seva. So the question is, according to the Tanakhama, so why didn't it put, and they Seva Zok and Zokum? Basically, it's a good time, though. So the Gemara Mishnah Deboyer, the Mishnah Zokum, will erase them. It wanted to teach us that the Zok should be Matriach. So it wanted to erase the Malakecha next to the word Zokin. If it would say, and they Seva Zokum Vadarta, we erase the Malakecha, that we wouldn't see the juxtaposition of the word Zokin to be erased. Since we want to juxtapose the word Zaken to V'Yereza, so therefore we have to put Zaken at the end next to V'Yereza, so the Torah split it up. Rashi, the Rashi Mishin Dabay L'Mismach, Loi Mashli Atriach Kedul'el, not to be Matriach. Frek the Gemara V'Tanakama Maitaima. The question of the Gemara is, why does the Tanakama insist on splitting it up? He's telling you why, even if it's not, I'm sorry, he didn't split it up. Why? Let me explain. The Tanakhama is telling you why he doesn't learn like a Bnei Tagluli, that Zaken has to mean something else. But how does he know it doesn't mean something else? Meaning, he got out of Rabbi Tagluli's question of why the Torah split him up, but he didn't answer how he knows that it's all one. So the Gemara, because Esau Gadaita could become Rabbi Yitzchak Lili, M'kei Nichtav Rachman, Pnei Seva, Tokum Vadarta, Pnei Zokin. The Torah should repeat itself twice. Pnei Seva, Tokum Vadarta, Pnei Zokin. But like Kosovachi, Shmami Nachadu, he's not comfortable that the Torah would write Tokum Vadarta to go on two different people. The way Rabbi Yitzchak Lili learns. He's not comfortable with that. He's not comfortable to say, may Teva talk about Darta, talk about Darta, may Zaken. So therefore he says, Seva and Zaken are one and the same. And therefore the Torah only wrote talk about Darta once. And it's going on the same person. The Torah moved Zaken to the end to put it next to the eraser. Rabbi Yitzchak Lili is comfortable with saying that talk about Darta goes on both halves. And therefore, he sees two separate mitzvahs in the Torah, Rashi. Rashi, one little Rashi. Could it come Rabbi Yaisi, the Treininu, Nikta B'Tavayu, Kima B'Hidra, which is say by both. Yes, from Shragia.
I always forget this. When you say Zokan, it's an acronym or your Rashi term is for Zekana Chokhma, right?
That's what Rabbi Yaisi Gleeve says. I don't know. I'll tell you what, I do know. Because it's Zekashikana. Doesn't say what? So the Gemara says, what's the kinyan? Hashem Kanoni Reishis Darkai. The first kinyan, Hashem Reishis Darkai, was Tyra. And therefore, going on that first kinyan. That's what the Gemara says. Right here.
Oh. Yeah. Why does a child have to have his Russian father?
It's Machlaik Yisrushainim, how we pass him, whether a kid is Mechuyev B'Kavod Avod Russia or not. The Gemara says in a number of places not. The Rambam Paskin, yes. The Tur asks in the Rambam, how could the Rambam Paskin connect the Gemara? So there's a whole bunch of Tyrus there. There's volumes, I mean, not together. And what to answer the Rambam, what does he do with the Gemara? The Gemara says, beferish, that you're not mechuyev to mechaber avod Russia. So there's different answers. The Tur argues in the Rambam. The Tur asks in the Rambam from the Gemara. Gemara Baba Kama, in a few places, and other places,
question.
What?
Russia is a very, very explosive issue.
Ein oisa maisa amcha. That's the Russian Gemara. He's not acting like maisa amcha. Whenever that qualifies, I'm not getting involved in the translation of Russia. That's not a Russia. Okay.
Ain't a what person
being sorry?
What?
When you say it again, ain't no... Ain't a maisa amcha. That's the
Meaning that he's not acting correctly.
Right.
And therefore he might not...
No, might not. Gemara says you're not mechuyav to mechaber him.
Is that the psak
today? I told you, the mechuyav is Rambam and Tur. Most of the cases, we don't have other Russia today. There are Tinnik Shanishbas. Dr. Gemara
Vaitra. And what is Russia?
I know, I said, my Tamcha, I just translated for you. Doesn't do what he is supposed to do. Learn Rabbeinu Yaina, Shari Tshuva describes to you what a Russia is.
See, Tina Smitspa is almost under that category.
No, he's not. That's why I'm trying to tell you.
He's not keeping mitzvahs.
But he's not doing it because he doesn't want to keep mitzvahs. The Gemara is not talking about Tinnik Shanishbas. The Gemara is talking about people that knew and didn't keep mitzvahs.
Tinnik Shanishbas, someone who doesn't even know.
We're getting off the subject totally. A Tinnik Shanishba translated is a person who doesn't understand the importance of keeping Torah mitzvahs, but not educated in a way that Torah mitzvahs are part of his life.
Once he finds out.
That's what does he find out? Because somebody tells him, some guy got up and told him it's important? Does that mean somebody came and tells you it's important to vote for something, automatically it's important? You have to understand the importance. But I'm not learning Hilchos Tinnik Shanishbas now. That's not our point. That's different. It's not for now. I would think that you have to give the Talmud Chacham money. Talmud Lomer Tukum Vadarta, Ma Kima Shein B'Chsorin Kis, Avhidu Shein B'Chsorin Kis. Kima has no Chsorin Kis. Also, Hidur doesn't cost money. Frek the Gemara B'Kima less B'Chsorin Kis. Who says getting up doesn't cost money? Milo Yaskinan, the Kanuk of Marganisa, he's in the middle of making holes and pearls. Very, very delicate job. Takes a lot of concentration. And if he gets up for a set fire, 20 seconds, he is wasting. He's not going to cost him money. As the Haki V'Haki called me Kamei Butum Mlachtan. You made an assumption. You made an assumption that getting up is free. It's not true. Getting up can cost money. It can cause a loss of money. Who told me the Gemara base that you don't have to give the Talmud Chacham money for Hidur because the juxtaposition, the comparison of Tukum and Hadarta. That's great and wonderful. But who said Tukum is free? You're assuming it never costs money. It's not true. Tukum does cost money.
Keep it
out. Keep it out is Michel Av, but you do have to stop working for her.
Right.
Here, so it does cost money, keep it out.
Right.
So the question is, here it also costs money. Again, we're asking a question. The Gemara said a statement. The Gemara's not asking how we know. The Gemara said a statement. Getting up is free. There's no loss of money in getting up. That was the Gemara's statement. It's not. The Gemara's questioning the veracity of that statement.
So it depends on how you, just like we answered before, just like with Shali.
Again, so does a person have to lose money for Hidur?
Yes.
We said he does not.
We just said he has to have to pay money.
Again,
didn't that we define the difference by Kibbutz? We made a distinction between paying and not.
So you're going to say that a person has to lose money for Hidur. But the Gemara said he doesn't have to lose money for Hidur. You're right. If you're right, that would be great. The halacha is we're learning out that he doesn't have to cost you money. Zok the Gemara. Again, that's what Dr. Harris just asked.
Right.
And the answer is that you're going to walk away again. See, this is where you and the Gemara differ. You should be mindful of me. The Gemara is saying that Hidur doesn't cost money anyway, even when he is a rabbach. And therefore, the Gemara says it's built on the fact that Kima never cost. Not true. When he is a rabbach should be required for Hidur.
Probably.
Zog the Gemara. Answer the Gemara. Ella, it goes both ways. Now, I would ask just for the ability to explain. Akish kimut lehidur. First, we compare kimut to hidur. Ma hidur she'im lebetul. Hidur means to speak in a respectful way. The word vahadarta is to show respect. To show respect does not need you to stop work. Kima requires you to get up to show respect. Other means of showing respect is to address him in a nice way. Well, Rebbe does Rebbe in a nice way. That's not something that causes bitul work. Meaning, the difference between addressing him in a nicer way or a less nice way doesn't cost work. Whenever you address somebody, you have to stop working, you're stopping to work. But it doesn't require you to stop working for the nicer way of talking to him. Avkima she'eba bitul. So therefore we learn avkimas compared to hider, that it doesn't require you to stop work. Once we see that kima doesn't require you to stop work, haikishnami hidu l'kima, makima she'eba chasar and kiss, avhida she'eba chasar and kiss. So it goes both ways. First, Hidra teaches me to Kima that Hidra does not require you to stop working. Once I know you don't have to stop working for Hidra, we say you don't have to stop working to get up from Tamachachim. And the Gemara is going to get to that in a minute. Once you don't have to get up from Tamachachim when you stop working, that means it never costs you money. So if it doesn't cost you money, Hidra should never have to cost you money. Mikan Amru. Aim bali umnius rishoyim lamed ne tamidu chachamim b'shah shayiskim v'malachtam. They're not allowed to stop working when a time a chacham walks by.
Is that allowed?
So this is a big machlokes rishayim. We're going to get to that as soon as I finish Rashi. Believe that. Yok Rashi, yochi ader b'mamam the silver is ahead of pnei gadol the mashma b'mamam says don't favor a rich guy. It means don't favor him monetarily in the din. The kodon is ahead of merivai. Don't favor a poor person. It's a very precious job. The guy makes money and you're throwing him off. Hidra means teaching a person, treating a person with respect. Either sending him money, or the way you speak to him. Hidur does not require you to stop working. When you talk to a person that requires Hidur, you talk to them in a nice way. When you want to send them something, that's a Hidur. You're not required. But if it would require, it wouldn't require you to stop working. So if you're not stopping to work, getting up never costs money. So the purpose of Hidra is to tell me not to stand up from him when he doesn't, when it's far away. Hidra is to limit, you only do it in a place where it is respectful. It's not supposed to cost you money. It's not supposed to cause you bitul malacha. It's a way of speaking in respect and standing up. Hidra is defining kima to get up in a place where there's Hidra. Now, the Gemara says, "Ein tamidei chachamim rishoim." They're not allowed to. The word Rishon means allowed to. Dragon the Rishayim, you're not allowed to? Let's say you're working by yourself. So Mishlam, if you're working for an employer, you're not allowed to waste his time to do something you're not mechuyev to do. You're hired, you're paid by the minute, you're paid by the time. Who gave you Rishas? But how about if you're your own employer? What do you mean? Ein bali umnes Rishon. Depends. You work for somebody, your own employer. So some Rishayim have to learn that way. They learn ein bali umnes rishon means they're not obligated. And once they're not obligated, now it becomes a shaila they're allowed to. But ein ochanami. If you work for yourself, you can. If you work for somebody else, you need his permission to get up because you're not chayav to do it. And it costs the guy money is money. Time is money. That's some rishonim. Other mefarshim want to learn. I believe it's, I don't want to quote, I think it might be the Ron. I'm not sure. The pshat is, we don't want you to get up. Because if people get up, then everybody will feel compelled to get up. And then, even people that are not supposed to get up, because they're working for somebody, will get up. So therefore, they made, nobody gets up. You're working, Tamachach walks in, you don't get up. That's the halacha. Now, I'm not passing halacha l'maisa. I don't think, why we should be makbid for the minutes. I'm not saying not, but that's the way the Ron, I think, works. Yes.
In the Kollel in Baltimore, did they deduct minutes when the guys left?
No, never.
In Chavetz Chaim, they did.
Okay, in Baltimore, they trusted you. You were Umang and Kaidel, they trusted you with Shmir Sdarm, they trusted. I'm down, yeah, could be. I'm just telling you, in Baltimore, it never happened.
That was crazy. I
know. But who says you look good at Hadarta to Kima? Maybe.
Go both ways.
What does Kima to Hadarta tell me?
That you only do Hidur, you only get up when there's Hidur.
Maybe the Kima is telling me
that it doesn't cost money. Kima is telling me it doesn't cost money.
Maybe it's Bittul Malacha. How do we know it's... why are we taking a Bittul Malacha and just knocking it off because of Hinder? Maybe Kima is Bittul Malacha.
But Hinder is not.
Hinder
does not require Bittul Malacha.
Because it's not shayach.
I don't want to say it's not shayach. Rashi says the regular hidur is either to talk to him in an honorable way. I'm not talking about getting up. Getting up is a separate issue. Other hidur, besides getting up, would either be to talk to him in an honorable way and to send him money. Those would be the two ways of showing. Or send him money. You're not mechuyah because you're learning that from Kima that that's not shayach. Again, if you had a hidur by itself, and no halacha of getting up, what would be the mitzvah of Hidur?
The way you present yourself. You would say your titles and stuff.
To speak to him in a respectful manner, and to send him money.
Or.
Yes.
Okay.
Comes along Kima,
yes,
and says, no, it doesn't cost you money to get up, so it doesn't cost you Hidur, doesn't have to cost you money either. But how do I know? Maybe it does cost you money to get up.
Right.
Heretz is, Hidur doesn't require you to stop working. Hidur never requires you to stop working. So once Hidur doesn't require you to stop working, Kima doesn't require you to stop working. Again, forget about that. Does Hidur require you to stop working?
No.
Because then Kima doesn't require you to stop working.
Okay, that's
and once Kima doesn't require you to stop working, that means Kima never has chesaron and kes.
But Hidur could?
Again, that's what we're learning one to the other, then back to the first. Hidur teaches me that you don't have to stop working for Kima. And once that fact is established, then Kima is for free. So Hidur is for free. And everybody should have a wonderful day.